Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Pepper. Forward, ever backward, never.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where we take a nice leisurely stroll through the backwaters of some fine Jamaican music, while stopping off here and there to take in some detail and trivia. And today we're going to start our journey with a lesser known track from the legend that is Toots Hibbert, with this one from 1969 called Night and Day.
Musical, this make you jump and kiss.
Great chugging early reggae rhythm there, as that was Toots and the Maytals with Night and Day. And the added snap, crackle and pop you heard in that one was because I was playing it from the B-side of their 1969 single Monkey Man on Leslie Kong's Beverly's label, where it's actually credited as Day and Night. But you can now find it with its title The Right Way Round on compilations such as Trojan Records' Rebel Music Volume 2. Meanwhile, Toots is currently recovering from a horrible incident back in May when some drunken teenager threw a glass bottle at his head while he was on stage in Virginia in America. But despite having to cancel a European tour this summer, hopefully he will be back on the road again very soon. And so I'm gonna stay in a 1960s Jamaica for this next one, which is by the mysterious Johnny Nee Tractions, an unknown vocal group who recorded a handful of songs for Sonia Pottinger back in the Rocksteady years, and then disappeared as quickly as they'd arrived. But what they left us with was a highly distinguished selection of tracks, like Call of the Drums, Young Wings Can Fly, Let's Get Together, and this one, which features an atmospheric organ line and is matched by their soaring vocal harmonies, and is called Coming on the Sea.
Dancing feet, move with your feet. Look out. drowning on the sea.
Johnny and the Attractions there with Coming on the Scene, which was produced by Sonia Pottinger and initially released on her Gay Feet label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label here in the UK in 1968, and can now be found on the Trojan Rocksteady Rarities box set. And just to add that that tune was selected to be number 44 in the Dance Crasher website, the 100 Greatest Rocksteady Tunes, which after years in the making has just been completed. So congratulations, Tim, on compiling a fine list. And if you want to find out where your favourite ended up, then you can see the whole list replete with sound samples at www.dancecrasher.co.uk.
Do it!
But now, I'm truly honoured to play you a track from a brand new compilation, which has been compiled by none other than my old reggae mucker Mike Murphy, aka Big Mikey Dread, who in recent years has been delving deep into Jamaican music's history as he's been collecting many rare and original 78 RPM discs from the 1950s on labels like MRS, Chins, Calypso and Caribou. And he's now gathered many of these together for a double CD release titled Mento Not Calypso, The Original Sound of Jamaica. And it features choice cuts from all the top artists and producers from the Mento era, including many which have never been released on CD before. Just like this next one, which was a B-side to the very first Mento record ever released, and which was produced by Stanley Motta in a small recording studio that he'd built on Hanover Street in Kingston in 1951, and featured Rupert Lyon, aka Lord Fly, on vocals, who was a multi-instrumentalist who by the end of the 1940s was the most popular Mento singer on the island. And while the A-side of this debut recording featured a medley of traditional Mento tunes, the B-side was an original composition written by Lord Fly's own brother, Gerald Lyon, and is called Why, Why, Why.
Wait the sound and tell the people about this musical disc coming your way.
All the worries and the troubles of this looming life make me say why. You figure and you fret, you even cuss your wife, and then you why. There is none of this, none of that, and what a rule. There's none of nonsense like a convent school. For every time you turn, you feel like a fool. It is why. I take me gal a pictures last Sunday night. It was why? I turn up in a line until I catch a fight. It was why? One wife a push me gal, him say move down child. Me a turn up in, me skin, me blood start to boil. I pick him up and lick him down inside a mile. It was why? Lick him up and lick him down and slide a mile. It was why? I'm making cut a push a runny bimty bumty bim. Why? That night him breast is broken and then him toes is dropped. He's tied unfortunately in the hands of a cop. That night the policeman then beat him soft as a pup. It was why? Fish, no herring, no pork, no tile. This is why? Not a box of matches in a thousand miles. It is why? Now I can't get me up when me dumpling boil. So what you think I do after a hard day's toil? I run to my Linda, she's my Kingston child. And then me why?
There you go, that was a little piece of Jamaican music history for you there. That's featuring Dan Williams and his orchestra. You just heard Lord Fly with Why, which was a B-side on the very first Jamaican record to have been recorded and released in Jamaica, and was produced by Stanley Motta and originally issued on 78 RPM disc on his MRS label way back in 1952, and has just been reissued for the very first time on a brand new 51-track compilation titled Mento Not Calypso, The Original Sound of Jamaica on the Fantastic Voyage label, which is currently available on both double CD and MP3 download from all the usual places. And as it was compiled by the one and only Mike Murphy, with sleeve notes by Phil Etgart, then really, what more recommendation from me do you need to...
Check it out.
But now, as well as some old classics, I've got a handful of brand new releases for you today. And so, first up in my 2013 selection box is a latest single from Roots Warrior, Jesse Royal, who for this one is teamed up with a young producer, The Wizard, who is none other than Beres Hammond's daughter. And she grew up with an almost free rein to learn and practice her art within her father's own Harmony House recording studio. And now in her 20s, she's creating some big and heavy rhythms, just like this latest one, which, as mentioned, features Jesse Royal and is called Wadada.
Follow. Feel bad, you'll be frowning tomorrow, man. Feel good and the best things follow. Oh, son. Well, humility revered by the father, and correction strengthens character. My brother, it paves the way for disaster. Arrogance puts a strain on your fractures. Cause every man was once a baby, but don't you think I'm crazy when I say that every baby won't become a man? Every man was once a baby, don't you think I'm crazy when I say that every baby won't become a man? La la. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Frowning tomorrow, man. Do good
good and the best things follow, 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 follow. Aye. Well, you fi extend your hand when you can. Neglect and deceit, no innocent lesson plan. You can't go wrong from your follow your command. Knowledge futile if you don't overstand. Your words and deeds are fi emanate love. Now you can't show no blow and not expect no hug. Pass off and so turn it away right ways. I beg your low pagan fi dig them on a frowning tomorrow, man. Do good and the best things follow, 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 follow. Aye. Consciousness determines reality. You got the tenacity to outwit the poverty. Don't you succumb to animosity. Not every move you make should be scared by your pride or belly. Consciousness determines reality. You got the tenacity to outwit the poverty. Don't you succumb to animosity. Not every move you make should be scared by your pride or belly. Wada da 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 da. Wada da 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 da. Wada da da.
Jesse Royal there with his latest single called Wadada, which is produced by The Wizard. And if you enjoyed that one, then it's currently available as a free download direct from her SoundCloud page.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But now we're going to take a couple of steps back again as we delve into the 1970s for this next one. And in the last House of Reggae show, the Leaders Special, I played the great tune Malcolm X by Earl 16 and mentioned that it was originally written by Winston McAnuff, which got me thinking that I don't think I've ever played a tune by him on this show before. And so I'm going to put that right now, as he grew up in a church-going family in a parish of Manchester before moving to Kingston in the early 1970s, where he went to high school with Earl 16. And as well as continuing to sing gospel and folk songs, Winston began writing his own lyrics, with Malcolm X being one of his first. And he initially went to Joe Gibbs to audition it, but in the way that these things sometimes go, Gibbs took the song, but not the singer. And soon a version of Winston's tune was being recorded by Dennis Brown. And so instead he went to Derek Harriott, and this time Derek brought on board his old friend Earl 16 to take care of the vocals. But this didn't deter Winston, and eventually he was recording a series of sides for Harriott, which resulted in his debut album in 1978, titled Pick Hits to Click, and which featured this single called Ugly Days.
I prayed and I prayed.
Kingston Mackinough there with Ugly Days, which was produced by Derek Harriott and initially released on his Crystal label in 1976, and also appeared on Winston's debut album Pick Hits to Click, which has since seen a reissue on the Macassan label in France, who also reissued Winston's follow-up that Tommy Cowan produced, What the Man a Deal With, as well as a compilation of previously unreleased tunes called Diary of the Silent Years. And it was this exposure in France in particular which saw him relocate there in the early 2000s, and which resulted in a brand new album called Paris Rockin', which musically fused together reggae with other world sounds and gained much critical acclaim. And so this year we'll see him release a long-awaited follow-up to that album, which is going to be titled A New Day, and which features the talents of Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen. But earlier this year, Winston released a 4-track promo EP from that upcoming album, and so I've chosen a track from that EP to play for you now, and this is a more pared-down acoustic number, which sees him alongside the French accordionist Fixie, as this is called Let Him Go. Let Him Go.
Johnny never hear what him mama said. Jump a market truck on a West Kingston. Got in the ghetto in the bad company. Now them give them gun to shoot his brother down. Let him go, let him go. Put them in the ghetto, got to let them go. Let them go, let them go. Put some in the ghetto, got to let them go. Johnny never knew what life would bring. Drinking all his life from a constant spring. The water stopped running, the river run dry. With guns on his head, Johnny started to cry. Let him go, let him go. Youths them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Let him go, oh, now Sergeant Brown. Youths them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Johnny wouldn't hear what him mama said. Jump a market truck on a West Kingston. Run in the ghetto in a bad company. Now them give them gun to shoot his brother down. Let him go, let him go. Youths them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Let them go, oh, Sergeant Brown. The youth is void of understanding. Between you and I think we should think it over and give him a second try. Let him go, let him go. Put them in the ghetto, gotta let them go. Let them go, let them go. Put them in the ghetto, gotta let them go.
Lovely stuff, as that was Winston Mackinough alongside Fixie on accordion with Let Him Go, and which is due to feature on his latest full-length album, which is going to be titled A New Day and is penciled in for release in September this year. And so if you want to hear something a little way different, then why not?
Check it out.
And so, speaking of musicians wanting to try something a little bit different, the Pressure Sounds label's next reissue is going to be Joe Higgs's second full-length album, called Unity is Power, which first saw release back in 1979 and witnessed one of the founding fathers of reggae push the boundaries of Jamaican music to encompass his own unique vision. And Joe is a man who always did things his own way, even to the detriment of his own career. As according to the liner notes in his latest reissue, he was one of the first singers to take control of his own affairs, which kind of left him ostracised from most of the big record producers, who didn't want to deal with a singer who demanded an equal share of royalties. And so in the 1970s, Joe began producing his own records, with his critically acclaimed debut album Life of Contradiction being released in 1975, and which he followed up 4 years later with Unity is Power, which he recorded at the Aquarius Studio with the likes of Santa Davis and Bagger Walker on the rhythm section, Cat Core on guitar and Harold Butler on piano. And by this stage, Joe had developed a low, almost resigned tone within his voice, which could come to represent his disillusioned feelings towards the local music industry, even when the lyrics he was singing suggested the complete opposite, as can be heard in the moody, yet still uplifting title track called Unity is Power.
Last night, I saw all the colors of life living together. Unity, love, and harmony.
When I said I see the sun, you know that I know that you know that we should all live as one, like the colors of the rainbow. I see the sound of freedom revealing.
Legendary Joe Higgs there with a title track from his 1979 album Unity is Power, which he produced himself and which originally came out on the Island label and has just been reissued by Pressure Sounds this month, and which you can buy direct from their website at www.pressure.co.uk. So once again, why not?
Check it out.
But now we're going to stick with a try-something-a-little-way-different philosophy, as the legendary drum and bass producer Shy FX has surprised many people by announcing that he is going to be releasing a full reggae album later this year. and known for some hardcore junglist releases back in the 90s, like Original Nutter and Bambata, Shy FX actually has an impressive reggae lineage, as his grandfather is a legendary North London sound system owner, Count Shelley, who back in the 1970s also ran both the Live and Love and Third World record labels. And so, for his first single from his upcoming album, Shy FX has delved into the reggae archives and found inspiration in an old Louis Chalmers release from 1970 called Oh Me, Oh My, which in itself was a cover version of a Lulu track, which she had recorded at the Muscle Shoals studio the previous year, and initially releasing it on his own Splash label in Jamaica. Lloyd obviously liked the rhythm that he created to go with it, as he then revisited it for a couple more versions, including a BB Seaton vocal and a Herb-induced instrumental. And so we're going to be hearing all three of those, before we eventually end up back in 2013 with a new version of it by Shy FX, which also features the soulful vocals of one Liam Bailey. But first up, let's take a trip all the way back to 1970, and here's the original reggae version of the original Lulu track, Oh Me, Oh My.
Bring down some scatter. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting hotter, 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 hotter?
To make you laugh, I play the fool for you. Although the people turn and stare, I'd give my everything to keep you, girl. Oh, it breaks my heart when you're not there. I'd stage a ballet on a tabletop, come and perform and finger sigh. Though I ain't got no to my show, won't flop. Oh, cause I find the music in your eyes.
Oh me, oh my, I'm a fool for you, baby. Oh me, oh my, well I'm crazy, yes I'm crazy. Oh me, oh my, I'm a fool for you, baby. Just let your love light shine on me.
Yeah, Rasta, man. What a whole lot of version of this already, my boy.
Just come to the vibes in our song.
Right now, me, I got turn on, Please, with the marker.
Thank you.
What a beautiful rhythm, and what a great new version that is too. But going back to the top, first up you heard Lloyd Chalmers with his self-produced version of Oh Me Oh My, which he released on his Splash label in Jamaica, and which also came out on the Trojan label here in the UK in 1970. And then that was followed up by Africa Is Paradise by The Conscious Minds, which included both Lloyd and B.B. Seaton on vocals, and which also came out on Splash the following year and the Green Door label in the UK, and which you can now find on the Trojan compilation, A Place Called Africa. And then we heard the organ cut, which was called Aishan Cup, which once again Lloyd released on his Splash label, as well as the Escort label in the UK, and which Trojan have also compiled, this time on their Ganja box set. And then we jump forward over 40 years to hear the brand new release by Shy FX, featuring Liam Bailey on vocals, with Soon Come, which is available now for download, and is also due to appear on Shy FX's upcoming reggae album, which is titled Cornerstone, and will be released on his digital Soundboy label later this year. And so if that single is anything to go by, then I think the album is certainly going to be worth a listen.
Enough reggae music, enough reggae music, enough reggae music.
Now, 2013 is proving to be the year when Roots Reggae finally reclaims its crown once again in Jamaica, as over the past couple of years, artists like Jesse Royal, Jar 9, Protégé and Chronix have been recording and releasing a series of righteous tunes that have been inspired by the past, but are also still able to sound fresh and modern. And it's a 21-year-old Chronix who has led this revival, as he's been garnering critical acclaim all around the world, which has led him to not only record for producers in Jamaica, but also France, Germany, and now America, with this latest rhythm being produced by Zeke Stern, aka Green Lion, who also produced last year's popular We Run England by Mr. Williams. And for his latest release, he has gone really deep to create a reggae, hip-hop and dubstep hybrid, which sees Chronix dash away Satan and reaffirm his faith in Jah in Life Over Death.
Demon can't kill me. Can't kill me again. If you never kill me, you're brave. Yes, and we say, life over death, demon can't kill me again. He said, good over evil. Life over death, Satan can't kill me. Here comes the hot stepper. Fire burning hotter than paper. That song you written proper than later. Protected from the crown of my head, straight down to the very soul of the crepe, yeah. Me have a chat for them, them send gunshot poison, yeah, accident. Long time them a try like half my oxygen, but you're in control, can't take me soul. Jah over evil, life over death, demon can't kill me again. Me say, good over evil. Life over death, demon can't kill me, Them put poison in a liquor, try curse me. A good thing, me no drink, me no thirsty. From the day my mother birth me, Selassie, I perch me, nobody can hurt me. Them disguise Jezebel in a the biggest way. Send her come to give me the biggest ace. Chronix left her in dismay. A long time them a tie up until this day. Me say, good over evil. Life over death, Satan can't kill me again. Me say, Jah over evil. Life over death. Me say them can't kill me. Alright, them did want mummy fi a bat me, bet me dead. But unfortunately them never know said Jah want me set the trend. Fi come step on snake and farty leg. Good over evil. Life over death. Demon can't kill me again. And me say, Jah over evil. Life over death. demon can't kill me again. And me say, good over evil, life over death, demon can't kill me. Yeah, come on, copy and base. Long time, long time. Yes, I.
A nice big wobbly bass line for you there, as that was Chronics with Life Over Death, which was produced by Green Lion. And he's calling that one the Rough Road Rhythm, and you can also find other cuts on it by the likes of Kabaka Pyramid and Dre Island, and it's now available for download on the Soul of the Lion label. And if, like me, you're a big Chronics fan, then do keep your eyes and ears peeled, as he has a new EP called Dread and Terrible, due for release in just a few weeks' time. And I'm going to stay in 2013 for this next one, which is another mightily impressive release, but for a slightly different reason, as it features no fewer than 16 of Jamaica's all-time champion DJs. And led by the great survivor himself, King Yellowman, this one never lets up, as it squeezes in more toasts and boasts than you can keep up with. Or does it? As I will be naming them all afterwards. But first up, I'm going to set you the challenge to see how many DJs you can identify in this brand new tune called Champion.
Champion, 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 champion.
This is the anthem of all anthem. King Yellowman featuring the champion them. Champion, we are a champion.
Champion, we are real champion.
Champion, man, a ring champion, yes.
Champion,
the world know me as King Yellow Man. The girls love all me complexion.
But what is, what that, a Borobantan? Aye, that a my slogan.
Bring it up!
Ready for the Den Gorgon, tell that the king's up, king that the ring Yellow Man.
Yo!
I got the good, I got the number line.
Come on, make it to the bam, bam, bam.
Well, champion, come on, a real champion.
Champion, I'm a real champion.
Champion, me a real champion.
Anyway, among the greatest of all time we belong. We get pioneer dancehall veteran. Man, the killer, Godzilla, five-star general. I defend the people from 1900. When we have the world, I turn it up and I'm a real champion. From the jungle, some the prophet, champion, Cape Breton. We say everybody know me, I'm the real fireman. Music is a mission, not a competition.
Tell them, Sister Kalonji for the Black Redemption. The music take them out of separation. Got to a bye, man, you got to a problem. And keep the fire blazing while you're on Babylon.
Ha ha. Not a stinking shop. Who them can't put up? Ground champion. Little fool, I get back some by lyrics and champion. Them I get kicked down by lyrics and champion. We say turn up, we turn up, can we not run champion. 10 times and for some in Paragon champion. Them can win no competition if them test champion. Who them a boots up as one champion, them no better than. Style and me fashion get it from the veteran. Me use dance and use it make myself a better man. Them your lyrics and me have no boy don't pressure them. If them f*** around and go on like say them war pressure man. A murderation from the champion.
Champion, tell me you're a champion. Champion, tell me you're a champion. Champion, champion, champion. Champion, champion, champion. Only female general in the DJ army. Me no drop off a rhythm, make me sit down steady. That's why respect it, I feel Joe plenty. Originally, a DJ, this and no carbon copy.
Bang, slang.
Shari, young champion, before you ask me the answer for your question, would you say?
Talk like a champion, talk like a champion.
We are going like the city till the Bantan land.
Marvin!
Oh.
This is Jigsy King. It's a fight, and them can't stop spin. So much history great, and it's not no talking. Can replace a champion with a DJ asking.
Champion, I'm a real champion.
Champion, we are true champion. And champion, say man a real champion.
Champion, say man a real champion.
Bust out of the gang from 1971. Tour out the whole world and Jamaica Island. You hear me on the sound and the radio station. Outlaw chose the wheel and saw the Mohican.
Twitch kick up on the rhythm like a Henny Stallion. From about 84, me make me entrance. Devil send them come telling them back up on God. Me a ram dance all from days of state land.
Come on, us,
stay a long distance we run. We not feel the hurry come up, neither just come. When them say the general tree, them say champion come. Anyway we pass through, people are fun.
Uncle my friend them, daddy make sure uncle my friend them. F-R-I-E-N-D, that's my friend. P-R-O-P-L-E-M, a problem. We build the foundation, exclusive legend.
Well, there you go. That was Champion Indeed. Although sadly, it was released just a little bit too late for me to feature it in the House of Reggae's Greatest Special a few weeks ago. But it is now available for download from all the usual places. And so, how did you get on? Well, in order of appearance, you just heard Yellow Man, Buru Banton, Ninja Man, Tiger, Bounty Killer, Capleton, Sizzler, Shabba Ranks, Lady G, Shari, Bushu Banton, Jigsy King, Josie Wales, Little Twitch, General Trees, and last but not least, Peter Metro. That's not a bad lineup, I think you'll agree. But now, from a roster of recognised champions, to a 7-inch single from a lesser-known talent called Michael Anthony. A plaintive roots and reality singer who recorded just a handful of singles back in the 1970s, like Full of Love, Jar Jar Dread, his own self-produced Son of a Slave, and the one I've got lined up for you now, which sees him eloquently express the hardship and inequality of ghetto life in Living in Sorrows.
We're living in sorrow. We're living in a world that knows no sympathy. The rich man don't love the poor man. He never did, and I guess he never will. And we came a long way. I thought they knew, searching to find happiness and love, but it's nowhere, nowhere to be found. All I can see is poverty. We're living in sorrows. We're living in a world that knows no sympathy. We're living in sorrows. We're living in a world that knows no sympathy. We're living in sorrows, now, now, now. We're living in poverty, yeah, yeah. We're living in a world that knows no sympathy. Oh, yeah.
This nation rules the nation.
Right now, with the maca, I tell you, with the maca.
heavy duty dub version for you there, replete with all the hallmarks of being mixed in King Tubby Studio, as you just heard Michael Anthony with Living in Sorrows, which was initially released on 7-inch vinyl on a third generation label in Jamaica back in 1975, and which has just seen a reissue in the same format. And just to add that if you like this type of 1970s dub version, then I'm pretty sure you're gonna like an upcoming House of Reggae special too.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And I think I've still got time to squeeze in one more tune for you today, and so I'm gonna feature an early reggae classic from Eastern Barrington Howard, who is better known as Al Barry. And he gained a taste of fame in the 1960s as one part of Desmond Dekker's Aces, who hit big with the likes of 007 and Israelites. But by the end of the decade, the group split up and Al recorded a handful of solo singles, just like the recently discovered Treat Me Good, which he produced himself at Studio One in 1970, and which finally saw release on the Trojan label in 2011. And then there was this next one, Morning Sun, which he recorded in the UK alongside the group The Cimarrons, also back in 1970, and which, although saw release on the Dr. Bird label at the time, became a bit of a long-lost classic, until it was revived on the soundtrack to the film This Is England in 2007. And since then, original copies of the single have gone for big money on the second-hand market, and so earlier this year, Al himself re-released it on 7-inch vinyl on his own Aces label. And so here is the wonderful Morning Sun.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Beautiful record, as that was Al Barry and the Cimarrons with Morning Sun, which they recorded back in 1970 and which was originally released on the Dr. Bird label, but you can now find it on the soundtrack to the film This Is England and also on 7-inch vinyl on Al's own Aces label. But that is my lot for another show, so thanks very much for tuning in and I hope you've enjoyed the music. And of course, if you did, then you can always check out some older shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.